Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. SAVAGE, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/savagepremium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive-time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm, from 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/savagepremium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. All right, welcome back to something special. Again, everything special that I do, but this is special. It's a special bonus podcast for this week. You remember the tragedy that happened to Kate Steinle? You may vaguely remember the name. It was July 1, 2015. This beautiful 32-year-old lady, Catherine Kate Steinle, was walking with her father and a friend along Pier 14 in San Francisco on the Embarcadero. Well, she was shot and killed in the back by a single bullet. The man who fired the gun, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, had been deported a number of times, and he said he found the gun moments before, and it was wrapped in cloth beneath a bench on which he was sitting. And then when he picked up the weapon, it just accidentally went off. Of course, that was total BS. She was killed in cold blood, and he was let to go scot-free. My friends, the murder of Kate Steinle and the lack of justice marked the beginning of the downfall of this once great city into the lawless cesspool that it now is. I'm Michael Savage. I can't say enjoy it, but please listen to it and share it with five friends. But let's say there was an illegal white immigrant, for argument's sake, and he says he's on a bench and his foot touches a gun that he finds under the bench, and the gun go offy three times by itselfy. Tell me if anybody in the media would be buying this garbage the way they're buying it from the Mexican. They're practically licking the Mexican's fingertips. Oh, please, Mr. Sanchez, how did it happen? Oh, are you sorry, Mr. Sanchez? Oh, me sorry. After five times, no, I'm not sorry in Spanish. Finally, the interpreter says, hey, schmuck, say you're sorry, idiot. He says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Me sorry now. Can you believe you're watching this? If it was a bad television show, you wouldn't believe it. You would say it failed. And I want to know why the top cop in the country, Loretta Lynch, hasn't said we're moving in on this case. San Francisco cannot police itself. San Francisco is run by a corrupt system that can never get to the truth. That's what I want to know. Where is the FBI? Now, they're all blaming Donald Trump, which is really classic liberalism, isn't it? He did the murder. You hear this? You're hearing more about Donald Trump than about Mr. whatever his name is today, the flavor of the day. Deported five times. Deported five times, convicted for seven felonies. I am speaking for America when I want to know who permitted this murderer from Mexico to be interviewed for television on KGO television. I have never heard of such a thing in all of my years on the planet. I want to know who it is who gave this reporter access to this murderer in the jail. Who was it? The sheriff? I want to know who did it. Was it the sheriff? Was it the mayor? Who gave him access to this guy? And moreover, who coached this murderer from KGO? Who provided the interpreter to tell him he was sorry? He guided him to say he was sorry. The guy wouldn't say he was sorry. Then in Spanish, they kept saying, are you sure you're not sorry? Finally, the moron who had been deported five times says, yeah, me sorry. Where'd you find the gun? Me found gun on the bench. You hear? Me found it on the bench. Did you hear that one? Can you believe this crap? Where is the FBI now that we need them? Where the hell are they? A young woman was shot down in front of her father. Dianne Feinstein, not that Harridan who gave us this. Not the mayor, not the sheriff, not the supervisors, not the homosexual lobby, not the lesbian lobby. None of these wonderful, kind, humanistic people have a word to say about a dead woman. Not one of them phonies. That's what you have when you have a mental disease called liberalism. This is what liberalism brings you. Insanity and murder and death and disease. It's the opposite of what they've sold you. But I have a specific question again. The question is, who permitted that television reporter and an interpreter to visit this killer? Who? Who let him in the jail? Who opened the jail to the reporter and the interpreter? I want an FBI answer to this. I want an answer to this. The killer was a little high at the time, he said, on pills. Who gave him the pills? Where did he get sleeping pills from? Where did he get the gun from? How did the gun go off? He said the gun went offy at his footy. Remember that? He was sitting on a benchy, and the gun went offy. They asked him, how did the gun go off? It shot itself three times. Well, I think that there's a case here to amputate his leg and try his leg. Because obviously he didn't do the shooting, his leg did the shooting. His leg twitched and the gun went off three times. What kind of country are we living in where a young woman could be gunned down in cold blood and nobody says, I'm sorry for her death? Nobody. Where is the FBI now that we need them? What are they investigating? Homophobia? They're looking into racism somewhere in the United States of America? Where the hell is the FBI? There's a woman who's dead. And I'm outraged. Are you outraged? Are you going to roll over on this one too? Oh, well, business as usual in our tolerant city. How tolerant are you? Are you so tolerant that you'll even tolerate murder? Are you so tolerant that you'll even tolerate an illegal jailhouse interview? Are you so tolerant that you'll even tolerate a propaganda ministry from KGO television feeding this murderer lines to make him sound like he was sorry and he didn't know where the gun came from, didn't know how the gun went off? Is that the kind of tolerance you believe in, you foolish liberals, you? Shame on all of you. But I know you're beyond shame. You liberals have no shame. You will never, ever apologize when you're wrong. That's part of the mental illness called liberalism. So now we must play for you the sound itself of the sheriff who says that a sanctuary city policy makes us safer. He had the nerve after the murder of this girl, woman, to go on CNN, the Crescent News Network, and double down on the big lie about sanctuary cities in clip three. Play it.
It makes us safer. I firmly believe it makes us safer.
You believe it? You're more on
you? We're a world-renowned city with a large immigrant population.
Okay.
And of that population is a population that is also here undocumented. For a law enforcement perspective, we want to build trust with that population.
You
and
idiot.
Our sanctuary city and other attendant laws have allowed us to do that.
You build trust with the immigrant community and a woman is dead. Really? And you're not apologizing? You didn't once say, I'm sorry for the death of the young lady. No, not one word. Are these people all drug addicts? Are they crazy? Are they insane? What's the answer? I want someone to call me and tell me what's going on here. Tell me what's going on here. Where did he get the gun from? He said it was under the benchy. You didn't hear him say the illegal said he found the gun under the benchy. Do you believe that lie? I don't believe the lie. I want the FBI to take over the investigation because as sure as I'm sitting here, they're covering up the investigation. They're contaminating the crime scene. I want to know where he got the gun. I want to know if he was a known gang member. I want to know if he was sent on the streets to commit a random murder for a gang initiation. Don't say it hasn't happened. There are many cases like that in this city and in this country. Don't be naive. Stop being a fool. I want to know why he killed that woman. Why did he choose her? Says he was shooting sea lions. Not one word from PETA. Not one word from the animal rights frauds. They wouldn't care if he shot the woman, as you well know. But PETA, you'd think, would care about him shooting a sea lion. That unto itself is a federal or a state crime. Governor Brown! Where are you, Governor Brown? He was shooting at sea lions. One of your favorite constituents, Governor Brown, was shooting at innocent sea lions, Governor Brown. Wake up from your slumber, Governor. Have your wife shake you awake. There's been a murder in the streets, Governor Brown, because liberalism is a mental disorder. And I shall return.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
How many more unarmed white women have to die until you recognize how corrupt and dangerous this filthy city has become? Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is not a good day for me, and it really shouldn't be a good day for you. You asses, you! You killed a woman in San Francisco! Pelosi! Feinstein! You killed a woman, you lousy... You know, I know you expect me to blow up today, and I'm not going to. If you think I just blew up, you're wrong. Do you know that a sea lion is worth more in San Francisco than a white woman? Do you know that if that piece of garbage that was acquitted yesterday in San Francisco, in case you don't know what I'm talking about, you can blame your news channel for that. A woman was walking in San Francisco on, well, the area near the terminal, the ferry terminal, with a father a couple of years ago, when a filthy, degenerate piece of human trash who had been deported 5 times shot her in cold blood. She died in her father's arms and said, "Dah," and died. This filthy, degenerate city just sprung him free on all charges except possessing a gun. In the beginning, this piece of trash from Mexico said that he was shooting at sea lions with the gun. Well, then his filthy, dirty lawyer, who in my opinion should be indicted by the federal government. If you think I'm kidding, wait until you listen to me about what I'm calling for. This rat lawyer twisted the people around so much that they didn't even know that he aimed at them, aimed at the two people on purpose, the white people, to kill them. Whether it was a gang initiation or not, we'll never know. Then they changed the story and said he was shooting at sea lions with a gun. Do you know that killing a marine mammal in San Francisco Bay is a violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which can result in a $100,000 fine and a year in prison? Do you know that the life of a sea lion is worth more than a white woman in San Francisco today? You think that's an exaggeration? It is not an exaggeration. I want federal troops to come into this city and take the city over. And let me tell you something, there's precedent for it. This was a major miscarriage of justice. And President Trump has the power to bring in federal troops to take control of this city. There was no justice here, and it's bigger than this case. The case is very sad because a beautiful young woman was shot dead, dying in her father's arms as she begged him to help, and it didn't have to happen. This piece of human trash should not have been here. The blame lies with Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Jerry Brown, and every city, state, and national leader who has pushed the sanctuary city nonsense. You see, before this murder, this cold-blooded murder, this Mexican killer was on track to be deported for the 6th time. But his course changed when he was transferred from federal custody to San Francisco County Jail in March of 2015. According to the local newspaper, when city prosecutors, so-called, discharged the case, the sheriff's department released human trash despite a federal request to hold him for deportation. Then Sheriff Ross Miracarimi cited the city's sanctuary policies, which limit local cooperation with immigration enforcement and seek to encourage illegal alien people to feel comfortable having a relationship with the criminal city agencies which live off them. And then Jerry Brown, who is the new Southern Sheriff of California, signed a bill creating a sanctuary state. These reckless left-wing politicians are not only playing with your lives as criminal illegals flood across the border, but they're telling you that you can be shot dead in the street and they will shop the case to a jury and the killer will go free. I'm asking you what the difference is between what happened in this rotten city and what southern states were doing in the 50s and 60s regarding immigration. The federal government in Congress and the courts said children should be allowed to go to the same schools regardless of color. But racist governors like George Wallace stood in the doorway making sure that wouldn't happen. Well, Jerry Brown is now George Wallace. The good liberal Jerry Brown is now a southern governor. He is George Wallace. And Jerry Brown is standing in the doorway of your security. You have local officials and state officials refusing to obey federal immigration law. And that is why this girl died. And this is now a threat to everyone walking the streets of San Francisco. And so I say President Trump must do what President Eisenhower and Kennedy did and federalize the National Guard to take control of this city of San Francisco to enforce federal immigration law. So another person doesn't have to die pleading for help after being shot by another gangbanger in San Francisco. Now, they say he was tried by a jury of his peers, this Mexican illegal alien. Well, that would mean that they had to be felons and illegal aliens. Is that what a jury is in San Francisco now? That would be like saying if they hung a black man in the South and they wanted a jury of the peers of the Ku Klux Klan member who did it, if they caught him, what would they do, get other Ku Klux Klan members on the jury? Because it seems to me they got the equivalent of Ku Klux Klan members on the jury here to spring this guy, Jose Inez Garcia, blah, 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 Marate, whatever his name is. He wasn't supposed to be here, but he was here. And where did he get the gun from? The gun that killed Kate Steinle was a Sig Sauer pistol that had been stolen 4 days prior to Kate's death from a Federal Ranger's car parked in the area. Who was the Federal Ranger who left the gun in the car? Because she or he is complicit in this murder. She or he is complicit in this murder. Did you hear what I just said? This is a classic example of the overreach of defense. This is a classic example of what happens when you have a Ku Klux Klan-like mentality on the left, and that is what we have. Who was the jury? Well, the rotten, stinking judge hid their names. We know that six men and six women were chosen from October 2017. We know three of them are immigrants. Are they illegal immigrants? Are they also felons to make sure that they were a jury of his peers? Jose Inez Garcia Zarate shoots a 32-year-old woman walking with her father on San Francisco's Pier 14 in July of 2015. And they sprung him on all charges except for possessing a gun. Now, last night when this came down, I figured I'd wait until today's show. But I couldn't wait until today's show. I was outraged. I couldn't eat. I was shaking with rage. Do you understand what happened in this city? Do you understand that we are now Arkansas in the 1950s? Do you understand what liberalism has become? Do you understand that they are the new Southern sheriffs? These are the people who hung people, lynched people, and then laughed if any of them were caught because they stocked the jury with their boys. They stocked the jury with Ku Klux Klan members who found them not guilty. This is what liberalism has become. I am shocked that there's no outrage from the lesbian community. I'm shocked that there's no outrage from the, quote, women's rights activists. I'm shocked that there's no outrage from any liberals in this city. I'm shocked that frozen face Pelosi hasn't said anything, that big mouth maniac. Why isn't she the one who washed the feet of illegal aliens? This country is out of control. I am telling you, if you live out of this city, don't come here. I live here. I am telling you, do not visit this city. Your life is in danger. Because even if you get beaten up or killed in this city, the killer will go free if he's an illegal alien. That's what this message is. Do not come to this stinking city until this city is changed from top to bottom with uncorrupt individuals. This is corruption. What do you think corruption is? If you corrupt and pervert a jury system like this, if you corrupt and pervert a system where a sea lion's life is worth more than that of a white woman, tell me what perversion and corruption is, if not this. Shall I repeat for you, if you're laughing at me right now? If this piece of human trash, who was freed yesterday of all charges except possessing a gun, if this piece of human trash had killed a sea lion, he would have been charged under the Marine Mammal Protection Act, and he would have been fined $100,000 and put in jail for a year. Instead, he walked free. He walked free with everyone laughing. They all high-fived each other. The defense attorney high-fived the jury. They high-fived everyone in the courtroom, winked at each other. They did it again. Well, there's a lot to talk about today on the Savage Nation. I can ask you how you feel, but what am I going to do? Tell you feel good about it? How do you feel about it? You feel good about this? Why don't you listen to how the brother of Kate Steinle feels today about this thing in clips 2 and 3? Play them back to back, Robert.
The outcome of this trial doesn't really change the fact that the system, both on a city and federal level, miserably failed in protecting Kate. The lack of accountability and change is what I find is the most disheartening and outrageous part of this entire thing. The failure on all levels is what led to her death. And I think they share as much blame, if not more, than Sanchez. One of the hopes that we had after this had happened was that through some activity, government, through San Francisco or federal government, something would change on either level, but it seems as though it's the status quo, and this could happen again to somebody walking on a pier or somewhere else in San Francisco.
Don't tell that to Willie Brown. Don't tell that to the board of the San Francisco newspaper. Don't tell that to the sneering, snickering defense attorney, Gonzalez, who's high-fiving his way all the way, he thinks, to the statehouse. They're laughing. They just got away with murder. One of theirs just killed a woman, unarmed woman, and he walked out of a courtroom smiling. If this is not the equivalent, I'll say it again and again, of a Ku Klux Klan member getting away with hanging someone in the South in the 1950s and then being tried, but the jury was stuck with his old boys in the Ku Klux Klan and they freed him. If tell me what the difference is. What, because they call themselves liberals? Why is there such a silence from Nancy Pelosi, who never shuts her big mouth? She has something to say about everything. She washes the feet of illegal aliens. She puts down Trump. She puts down Republicans. She puts everybody down, but she won't put down a Mexican murderer. Why not?
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Your life is in danger in this city. A few weeks ago, actually it was right after Columbus Day, I went down to that area with a friend of mine who was visiting from out of state. He was a media figure. Luckily, I had two bodyguards with me. I normally don't. They're both Mexican, by the way. And we were walking right near that area across a park by the ferry terminal. There was a guy with a golf club, and I'm talking about a big golf club, a homeless piece of trash who belongs in a mental asylum. He looked at me. He didn't know me, but he looked right in my eyes. He looked at me and stared at me. I stared at him, and he had the golf club in his hand. And the two guys stepped between me and him, and he put the club away, put it away, and slunk away. Well, my friend was staying at the hotel down there, the Hyatt. He said, Michael, you're not going to believe what happened tonight. I said, what? He said, remember the guy with the golf club in the park? I said, yes. He got into a fight with another bum who had a broomstick handle in his hand, a long broom. They were fighting outside the hotel. One of them left in an ambulance bloodied. This city is out of control. It is time to federalize the National Guard and take control of San Francisco because the people are threatened in this city. There is no justice. There is no peace. There is absolutely no reason to visit this cesspool ever again. This piece of human trash who killed Kate Steinle is laughing today, as is his defense attorney, high-fiving everyone in the progressive community. One of theirs just got away with murdering a white girl. Shot her in cold blood. They had the nerve to say that the bullet ricocheted. You and I both know forensically that's impossible. So they selected a jury of his peers? Really? So that would mean they're felons and illegal aliens. That's your jury today in San Francisco? A sea lion's life is worth more than a white woman today in San Francisco. Now, to retry him would not be double jeopardy. It's been done before many times. And I have a list of all of the times the federal government had to step in after there was a miscarriage of justice. There are federal civil rights charges that could be brought against him. Remember when four LA police officers were acquitted for beating Rodney King? Do you remember there was a public clamor? there was a call for a federal civil rights trial to right the alleged wrongs? Why is there no outcry now for a federal civil rights trial? Why? Because he's sacred. This felon, this repeat felon, he is sacred man. We need political pressure on the federal government to try him in a federal jury. A divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the late 50s that conducting separate state and federal trials does not constitute double jeopardy for a defendant. Does not. This man must be tried again. Immediately, Jeff Sessions must step in. In addition to that, I believe the National Guard must be federalized. The state is out of control under Governor Jerry Brown, who is now the governor of Arkansas in the 1950s.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
A sea lion's life is worth more than that of a white woman in San Francisco. This shows you how insane liberalism has become. Now, I knew last night when this came down that this story would get almost no play in the New York area. It's not in the New York Post that I can find. I don't think it made the New York Times. They buried it. So people said to me, how can you talk about this on a national talk show even though you live in the San Francisco area? I said, I'm going to because I have to. This city and this state is not America. This is not the real America. This is a twisted America. This is northern Mexico. And the quote leaders of the state may as well be working for the Mexican government. I want to ask you something, and I want you to try to put your biases aside for a minute. What if a white homeless man had found a gun in San Francisco and shot a Mexican woman who was strolling with her father, and the Mexican woman died in her father's arms saying, Daddy, Daddy, help me. I want to ask you what would be going on today if that white guy who had killed that Mexican woman walked out of the courtroom smiling as in The Godfather. But there's no outcry here in San Francisco. Why? Where are all the compassionate liberals of San Francisco? There aren't any. That's their front. It's the same way that Harvey Weinstein and the others who have been outed for being lechers pretended to be good liberals. They used liberalism as a front. Global warming, animal this, women's rights, but they were leches behind the scene. It's the same here. You think Nancy Pelosi cares about illegal aliens, even though she washes their feet and lauds them? Didn't she just say a few weeks ago every immigrant is an important person? Would that include the piece of trash who killed Kate Steinle and walked out of the courtroom laughing? So last night, I knew this wouldn't be played nationally. I went on to Twitter. There's a new device on Twitter called Periscope that my friend taught me about last week. And I put it on Facebook and Twitter. The reaction was enormous. Not that I need the traffic. It's not going to sell a bean. I'm not looking to sell you anything. I figured if I would go on to Twitter with my Periscope thing last night, you'd get the unadulterated raw Michael Savage live. What I felt last night when I put it up, and I don't know the time. It's up 16 hours now. But I saved it for you today. We had to take out a few words. They're bleeped out. So let's listen to Michael Savage from last night's Twitter Periscope on the murder of Kate Steinle, where we found out that San Francisco and California have now become the South of the 1950s.
Hi, this is Michael Savage. I'm live on the Savage Nation tonight with a special broadcast to talk about the miscarriage of justice in San Francisco. I am unable to tell you the level of my disgust with Nancy Pelosi, with the entire illiberal criminal establishment. I believe that they should be arrested for what they have done. They killed this young woman. Now let me put this in context. Not only was this illegal alien piece of not found guilty for murder, but this illegal alien piece of who had been deported five times was not even found guilty of manslaughter. So let me ask all of you good progressives a question. What if, God forbid, a white man had shot a Mexican woman to death and he was found not guilty on any charge. I want to ask you what would have happened in the streets of this sick, disgusting, degenerate city that I live in. But I want to know what should be done. No justice, no peace? I will tell you what should be done. I'll tell you tomorrow on my radio show. I will tell you right now. The raw sewage of Nancy Pelosi's filthy mouth. The raw sewage of this filthy city. The raw sewage will be stopped. But unfortunately, Donald Trump has been neutralized and neutered. If we had the president we elected, he would send in federal troops right now and take this city over. Now you say, oh, you're crazy. It can't be done. You are wrong. You are 100% wrong. Were federal troops sent into Alabama when that state would not comply with a federal rule on integration? You're damn right they were. Donald Trump has the power to send in federal troops to take over this sick, disgusting, degenerate cesspool ruined by Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. A girl was killed! Men are being destroyed for looking at a woman the wrong way. Men are being destroyed for touching a woman. Men are being destroyed for suggesting a woman have sex with him. But a woman was killed by a filthy, illegal alien piece of from the gutters. Deported 5 times in this filthy city. Shopped it to a jury of illegal aliens who were not even allowed to be told who he was or what he had done. Did you hear what I just said? No justice, no peace. I want Donald Trump to wake up and stop talking about nonsense. I want him to send federal troops into San Francisco. I warned you for months on my radio show that this city is crime-ridden. Have you heard me on my show? Did I tell you there's a crime wave? Did I tell you that these sick, degenerate scum who run this city are all criminals? Did I tell you that? Where are all the feminists now that we don't need them? Where are the big mouths? Where are they? A girl was killed in front of a father, died in her father's arms. You're telling me it was a ricochet? You morons, you. A bullet cannot ricochet like that. He aimed at her and he killed her. It was a gang-related murder. He was sent to kill that girl. It was a gang initiation. But only in this sick, degenerate city could a Mexican illegal alien who had been deported 5 times get away with shooting a white woman dead in the street who dies in her father's arms and be found not guilty on all charges. Build that wall, deport them all. 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 This keeps up, I will tell you what's going to happen. There will be a civil war in this country. This is the last straw.
Savage. Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.